Okay, we are going to begin on Daf Pei Beis and Aleph of the Mishnah. I will just mention quickly something which we saw yesterday. The Gemara asked, we had four days, a couple of braises, Rav Acha bar Yaakov, how we know that there's an Azhara for the Inui. We had Rav Papa, who says that you don't need a Pasuk because Yom Kippur itself is called a Shabbos because it says Tishpasu Shabbatchem. And we asked, according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, what does he do with Rav Papa's? Why doesn't he learn like a Papa? He needs it for something else. And we had different explanations of what we do with the Pasuk. And one of the things which we mentioned was that the Tana who learns Etzem Etzem, Hai Betish Lachedish May Avidlei, and he uses it for Tani Chiyavar Rav Midifti, who says, V'nisim Snash Seichem, V'chi Betisha Mis'anem, V'lei Basar Mis'anem, Elei Melecha Kol Ha'ichal V'sheise Betshi, Asiri. And we mentioned yesterday B'Shem Rabbeinu Yehuda different reasons as to why one eats on the 9th and various nafkaminas for a chayla, for women, and so on. Aruch HaShulchan is mayor over here in Tavrish Dalad. We're not going to mention the whole piece, but it just says, V'da'ad b'ramba m'chol hilcha shvisas asar le'nimtza din zed ha'chala eichol v'sheisa b'chi. The Rambam doesn't quote this concept of eating on the 9th. And he says, L'chayra, it has to do with the fact that over here in the Gemara Yuma, Nechleku Tanoi Bahach Kra, what do we do with it? One uses it for this, one uses it for that. So maybe it has to do with how the Rambam goes through the sugya and how he understands, but it is interesting to note that the Rambam does not bring it Ladina. We also mentioned that today is the yahrzeit of the Ramak, Rav Moshe Kardavero. And he has an interesting nakuda, which he says, the Zohar Kodesh asks a question that mitzvahs need to be done with simcha. And the question of the Zohar Kodesh is that when it comes to teshuvah, how does that work? Because the ikra of teshuvah is the achna and the meriris and so on, but mi'idach mitzvahs need to be done with teshuvah. I think we mentioned before that's the reason why perhaps, you know, when we do tshuva b'tzibur on Yom Kippur and we do the Al Chaitz, so many kilos have the minig to chant it and to sing it. And like, well, why are you, you know, we, you know, the Sfardin, you know, Chatanu Lefanecha, and they sing, you know, we sing in front of you. Like, what are you singing about? You should. So some say no, because, you know, you're doing tshuva. Tshuva is a mitzvah. Mitzvahs require simcha. I'll go on. That's something which the Zohar Kaddish deals with. So says the Ramak, that when it comes to Yom Kippur, so we know Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there's no overt signs of simcha. That's one of the reasons why we don't say Hallel, because our lives are hanging in the balance. So Ein bei simcha machmas daigus huavoynes ve'ene kol Yisrael heim tzluyim lavim shebeshamayim liresh yetz la'ar mishpatam. So there is no overt signs of simcha as such. So says the Ramak, l'chein higdimu asimcha ela mitzvah. And therefore, it's roi for a person to have a fantastic seuda on Erev Yom Kippur and so on, and to set up the house beautifully and so on, in order, Erev Yom Kippur is smeich b'yis simchas mitzvah. And he says, that's pshat in the Gemara, kol ha'ichol v'sheis b'chi ma'la v'kasuf ki'ilu sa'ane. So he says, important line, mipnei she'inui ha'asiri einei nirtza lefanov, mipnei shehu b'daiga. And it's bedaiga. There's a mitzvah v'nisim znaf shiseichem. We said it's an asay. Yesterday we were trying to come up with an ashara, but there's a mitzvah v'nisim znaf shiseichem. And to the extent that one is in this state of inui, and our lives are hanging in the balance, and there's this daiga, and so on, zog the Ramak, inui ha'asiri eino nirtza lufanav, mipnei yishu bedaiga, ela'im samach b'tshi, oz mekabal tainus ha'asiri. So I'm kind of connecting and linking the 9th with the 10th. And what I'm doing on the 9th is for the sake of the 10th and so on. That is kind of what's mashlim and makes the tshuva of the Asiri into a tshuva which will be niskabel, insofar as up until now it was lacking the simcha, but now I'm like infusing the simcha into it. Because it's the two together which is actually mashlim, and that is the way the Ramak, the way the Ramak puts it. Okay, we move on to the Mishnah on Pei Beis. And I think this is a very confusing sugya, this little sugya on Pei Beis. So we'll try it as Hashem. So we know, let's just start like this. We know that there is a basic concept and an inyan to be mechanech children in mitzvahs. And this is one of the big sources. This is one of the big sources which speak about the mitzvah of being mechanech. And as we will see, there is a very important, famous Tesis Yeshanim over here, who gives us some guidelines as to when the mitzvah of chinuch does apply, when does it not apply, and so on. We also know as a general rule that one is mechanech, the mitzvah of chinuch in general is considered to be a derabbanan. And there's an interesting discussion which this Tesis Yeshanim gets into as to whether or not the mitzvah applies to be mechanech only boys or even girls. Based on that, there's a discussion as to why the minhag is to say a Baruch Shem Tarani for a boy, but there's no, we don't say a Baruch Shem Tarani for a girl, even though in theory it might not. And there's also a discussion, are women obligated to be mechanech their child, or is it only a father who is obligated to be mechanech his child? And in general, when it comes to chinuch, we speak about once a child is able to understand the teichen of that mitzvah, with and fulfill it in a way with all of the hidurim. In other words, like we said, katan ha'ideel l'nanea aviv kainalei lulav. Even though the nanuim are not ma'akev, so just say katan ha'ideel l'hagbia, katan ha'ideel l'harim. No, he has to be shaykh to the all of the dinim of the mitzvah, and so on. And very often you'll find, you know, what's the shir? 6 or 7, kol echad lefi mashu, depending on the charifas of the child, and so on. It's going to become relevant. It shouldn't be relevant, but it might be relevant in the 9 days when Minhag Ashkenaz is not to drink the wine of Havdalah, and so on. You give it to a child who's a Gia L'chinuch for Havdalah, but he's not a Gia L'chinuch to be Mesabal Yushalayim. You know, and you try and find what is that window that he's reached the age of Chinuch for one, not for the other, and so on. So we have a fairly cryptic Mishnah. Let's read the Mishnah. Atinekes ein ma'anin eisan beyem ha-kippurim. One does not afflict children on Yom Kippur. Interesting, Machlekes, Rashi, and Rambam. Rashi says, ein ma'anin eisan ein chayavin limnayim ehen machal. You're not obligated. You go over to your child and say, you're not eating today, it's Yom Kippur, you have to fast. You're not obligated to do so. The Beis Yosef and Tov Reish Tes Zayin is medayik. It's mashma from Rashi that you're allowed to. Which is not obligated to do so. Whereas the Rambam writes in Parak Beis, Shvisa Zasari says, Ein ma'anin oisei b'yem ha-kippurim, kidei shlo yavu lidei sakana. Don't be ma'ane, lest the child become unwell. It's mashma for the Rambam that you're not supposed to deprive them from eating. Now, and then this is what the Sig is going to focus on, the next part, Avo mechanchin oisan lifnei shonav lifnei shnasayim, Shvil shiyu regilim b'mitzvahs. When mechanech them a year or two before, that they should be ragel b'mitzvahs. It seems to be a fairly straightforward, innocent Mishnah. However, bear in mind the following. The Mishnah could have said, mechanechin oisan shana ushnasayim b'shvil shiyu regilim b'mitzvahs. And we would have said, if you're mechanech them a year or two, we would ask, if it's 2 years, why say 1 year? If it's one, why say two? That question we will have. But it could have just said mechanchin isan shana ushnasayim. It says mechanchin isan lifnei shana v'lifnei shnasayim. Almost as if there's like some other particular time that we're alluding to, and it's before that time, a year before that time, or 2 years before that time. Again, if it just meant to say a year or two before Godless, it could have just said mechanchin isan shana v'shnasayim. It would be mechanchin a year or two. And we would have said, you're mechanech a boy a year or two before he's a gadol, you're mechanech a girl a year or two before she's a gedola. But it says, mechanchin eson lifnei shana, v'lifnei shnasayim. It adds in these words, lifnei, which seemingly implies that there's more here than meets the eye. So let's see, Rashi, we have to see a couple of Rashis that this should, as it should make sense. So, says the Rashi, mechanchin eson lishois. Now, it's very interesting. Rashi, throughout the Sugya, adds in this word, L'shois. Mishnah doesn't say anything about L'shois. It says, Mechanchin Eson. And when you think about it, we just said at the beginning, that the whole concept of mitzvah chinuch is you mechanech the child in the mitzvah, that they're able to do the mitzvah properly. That means if a child is not able to do the nanuim, he's not yet obligated. We're not yet obligated to be mechanechim in arba minim. If a child doesn't know how to have two tzitzis in the front and two tzitzis in the back, you're not mechanechim in the mitzvah tzitzis. He needs to do the mitzvah properly. So Pashtus, you would have said that when it speaks about being mechanech a child in the inui of achil and shtia, it means if he's able to complete the mitzvah. But Rashi adds in, yesh l'ayin, if that was part of Rashi's girsa, but Rashi over here adds in the word l'shois. Rashi in the Gemara, Dibra Maschal Tanan, mechanech nesei l'shois. So Rashi clearly understands that the discussion over here is l'shois. Just bear that in mind. So again, says Rashi, mechanech neiston l'shois, lifnei shana, shehi smuch l'pirkin. So Rashi says, you mechanech the children, lifnei shana, shehi smuch l'pirkin. 1 year before the year of samuch l'pirkin. As we said, you know, the word lifnei over here is a little bit extra. Could have just said, you mechanech him a year or two. And I would have said that means a year or two before he's 13, a year or two before she's 12. But mechanech can say, lifnei shana, a year before the zman of smucha. Pirkin have a bishleish israel in a keva. Pirkin means the 13th year for a girl, meaning she's 12, she's in the 13th year. The arba israel is zacha, the 14th year of a boy, which means he's 13. That's what pirkin is. Shadeach atyenek is lahavish de siris vishdei misri v'yemecha dahainu besich shnas yud gimel v'hi pirka la'inshin. The tinnik beyud gimel v'yemecha nimtza shnas yud dalid pirka la'inshin v'shnas yud gimel, the 13th year for a boy, he shnas smucha l'pirkin l'pirkai. So the year which is samuch l'pirkai is always going to be the year before, and so on. V'shnas yud beis, he shana lifnei shana smucha l'pirkai. So again, reading the Mishnah, it says, mechanech neisan lifnei shana v'lifnei shnasayim. See, mechanech them a year or two before the year before godless. So in other words, it's almost like the Mishnah is saying, well, the 12th year, when a child is 12 years old, which is the year before godless, so you're mechanech him a year or two before that year. It's kind of, you know, a little bit, you know, why did the Mishnah say it like that? Why didn't it present it a different way? But that's where the word lifnei seemingly is coming to. It's coming to teach us. That's what Rashi says. Let's see the next Rashi. Oy lifnei shtei shanim. Shehi lifnei shtei shanim samuch l'pirka. That's going to be 2 years before the year before. Dehainu shalosh shanim lifnei pirka. So, in other words, if the Mishnah says, in essence, you mechanech the child 2 years before the year before, so it's really 3 years before before they're actually a gadol. So it would be when they're 10 years old, possibly. Uba Gemara Parach, the Gemara is going to ask, Hashta lifnei shtayim, dahinu gimel shanim, because we said it's a year before the year. So, Hashta gimel shanim amres mechanech lifnei shana, dahinu shtayim yiboy. If already 3 years before, because we said it's 2 years before the year before, you have to be mechanech them, so surely 2 years before you have to. Why would you say such a thing? If the obligation of chinuch begins at an earlier stage, for sure it begins only a year before. Fine. So again, as we said, Rashi has already kind of added a whole lot of explanation into this Mishnah. The Mishnah, don't read the Mishnah that a child yemechanech a year or two before godless, but rather a child yemechanech lifnei shana or lifnei shnasayim, which we're saying is a year before. A year before or 2 years before godless. That is the way of Rashi is reading the Mishnah, and that's all going to be based on the Gemara. Frank the Gemara is Kasha. Hashta b'fnei shnayim mechanchin lahu b'fnei shanim yiboy. So if I see already 2 years before, it's incumbent to be mechanich the child. So surely 1 year before you have to. Where would it ever be relevant to say you have to do it 1 year before if you already have to do it 2 years before? The Mishnah is speaking about two different cases, meaning that which it says you do 1 year before is if the child is unwell. That which the Mishnah says already 2 years before That is, if the child is strong and healthy. Fine? That is the way Rav Chisda explained. Now, comes along Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. And before we see Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, even though the Gemara is going to present Rav Huna as a ben this, ben that, and it's going to say mechanchen oisoy, it's going to all use Lashon Zohar, but be aware that Rav Huna is speaking about a tinoikus, and really, in essence, it should have or could have said everything b'Lashon Akeva. Rashi is going to tell us there's no difference between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, other than the fact that Rav Huna is speaking about an Akeva, and Rav Nachman is speaking about a Zohar. So one is speaking about a girl, one is speaking about a boy, but no nafkamina at all. Now, again, just one more time before we see Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, here's where things get a little bit difficult. All our Mishnah said, the way Rashi has taught us so far, is a child, your mechanech, a year before the year before, or 2 years before the year before. that's the way Rashi said. That's the way Rashi explained the Mishnah. Comes on Rav Huna and says, Ben Ches, Ben Tes mechanechen esei l'shois. So this already, the Gemara is going to say, well, you know, how in the world can we get from our Mishnah, there seems to be such a great disparity between the Mishnah, which says, okay, 1 or 2 years, maybe you want to say it's 1 or 2 years before a year, but an eight-year-old? I mean, how do we get to an eight-year-old? The gap seems to be too big. And we're going to have to somehow bridge the gap. Al-Kopanim, Rav Huna says, Ben Ches Ben Tes Mechanech Nesil Shois, Ben Yud Uben Yud Aleph Mashlimin Midrabanan, Ben Yud Beis Mashlimin Midiraisa. And all this is betinekis. Some aren't curse the word tinekis, but that's what we're discussing. So we have three different categories. We have an 8-year-old girl, a 9-year-old girl, we have a 10-year-old, an 11-year-old, and we have a 12-year-old. An 8 and 9-year-old is referring to chinuch l'shois. That's when you start to habituate the young girl to limit their food intake for a certain number of hours. An 8, 9, and 9-year-old is the gabishais. A 10 and 11-year-old girl have to be mashlim the tainus. They have to complete it. Hashlama here is not the hashlama of yimis mincha, be mashlim at ma'ariv. It's milashin, you know, tam menishlam, to complete. So a 10 and 11-year-old girl have to complete the fast on Yom Kippur, midrabanan. And finally, 12-year-old, that's midiraisa. There's not going to be 12 slash something else. Once you're 12, you're a gedola. Unless there's some serious health risk, we're not going to make a distinction between who you are and so on. So it says Rav Huna 8 and 9, 10 and 11, 12. Those are the three categories which Rav Huna have said. And again, we haven't clearly explained yet. It'll become a bit clearer in a moment, I hope. So we'll come back to this in a second. I just first mentioned Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman Amar, Ben Tes Ben Yud, Mechanech Nesel Eshois, 9 and 10. Ben Yud Aleph Ben Yud Bey is Mashlim Midrabanan. 11 and 12, you complete the Tainis Midrabanan. And Ben Yud Gimel, Mashlim Midiraisa, Betinaik. And again, some are not Geres Tinaik, some are not Geres Tinaik. Rashi says, there's no Machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, and no Machlekes between them. It's just that Rav Huna is speaking about a Tinaikis, and Rav Nachman is speaking about a tinuk. So in essence,
why would they have made different statements, one about boys and one about girls?
The question is, why would they have made different statements, one about boys, one about girls? I'm not sure. Maybe you can hear that Rav Huna is coming to say, like, almost like a bigger chiddush mitzad zman. Already when a child is 8 years old, there are already implications legabi yom kippur. When? By tinukis. But don't, you know, it's already kind of telling us the earliest possible stage that one is compelled to be mechanech a child, albeit a girl. We're not going to be speaking about maybe, you know, the pashtus, where we speak about zacharim more so than the kavis. Al kaponim, those are the three stages.
I thought we had the machloikas about in the kava.
We haven't said anything yet about that. Well, we'll see what there is. Let's just go kaseda. This is what we've seen so far. So again, the machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, 8 and 9 for a girl, you start to be mechanech l'shois, 9 and 10 for a boy, you're mechanech l'shois, 10, 11, they have to be mashlim l'tainis for a girl, 11 and 12 for a boy, or midrabanin, 12 for a girl, and 13 for a boy. That is that. Let's look at a Rashi over here. Rashi says Amr Huna ben Shmoina Labari. And here we mean Sha'abr Shmaina ben Ichneses Latesha. So it's an 8-year-old girl who's in her 9th year. Ubitina Geskim Stein will say, and it's a discussing a girl, as we're gonna see. The Havi Shnas Tesha, that the 9th year is Arba Shanim Lifnei Pirka. How do we get 4 years? Because we're saying Pirka for a girl is the 13th year. The 13th year. So that's what we mean to say. So if she's 8 years old and she's in her 9th year, that's 4 years before the 14th, before Pirka, meaning because she's actually 8, and it's 4 years before the actual time that she becomes a proper gedola as such. Uben Teisha says Rashi, Lachayla, She'avra Shnas Teisha, I mean she's already 9 years old. She'nichnas Selatech Eser, and now she's in her 10th year. So, according to Rashi, Rav Huna says an 8-year-old or a 9-year-old girl, depending if she is a bria or a chayla, a 10 and 11-year-old, depending if they're a chayla, if they're a bria or a chayla, they have to be mashlim. And when she's a 12-year-old girl, we're not mechalik between bria and chayla, unless it's obviously more severe. Once you're 12, you are obligated in the mitzvah midiraisa. And it's the exact same thing for Rav Nachman, no difference whatsoever.
We're not into the question of a Nara and a Begeris.
No, we're not discussing that. There's no difference between a Nara and a Begeris, midiraisa, legabi. She's a gedola when she's a Nara. No difference at all. Okay, let's see. That is all Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. V'Rav Yechanan Amar, I disagree with one of your categories. Rav Yechanan Amar, Hashlama D'Rabbanan Leka. There's no such din that Midrabbanan you ever need to be Mashlim Matinus. Meaning, En Kazeh Davar, you're saying, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, that there is a Zman where you're Mechanech Hashoyis, Midrabbanan, and there's a Zman when you're Mashlim Midrabbanan. Nishtar Zadin. Hashlam Midrabbanan Leka. And therefore, I put it this way. Ben Yud Aleph, Mechanechin Oisei L'Shoyis, when you're 10 or 11, your mechanech l'shoyis, ben yudbeis mashlimim midiraisa, again for a girl. So if you have a healthy girl when she is 10, your mechanech l'shoyis. If she's not such a healthy girl, your mechanech when she's 11 years old l'shoyis, and when she's 12, then your mashlim. There's no concept of hashlama in the world of the rabbanans. Good. Says the Gemara like this: Tnan atinekos. Aval, and this line is going to be the line we're going to be examining. Aval mechanchen oisan lifnei shana v'lifnei shtayim. But 1 year before the year before, and 2 years before the year before, then you are mechanch. So says the Gemara, Bishlam Eler of Huna, Uler of Nachman. I can understand the Mishnah. Lifnei shana v'lifnei shtayim. It means lifnei shana l'divrehem. So a year before this man d'rabbanan, but lifnei shtayim, the Bach changes it to lifnei shtayim l'divrei Torah. So 1 year is before this man d'rabbanan, 2 years is before this man d'raisa. So before we see El Rabbi Yechen, let's just try and get this clear. According to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, I can understand the Mishnah. So let's see a Rashi. We need to see a little bit of Rashi to understand this. Rashi says, Tana, middle of the Rashi, middle of the page. Tana, Mechanchen Eisei L'Shoyis Lifnei Shana, Dehainu Shtei Shanim, that's what we said, because we said it's a year before the year before. The Lifnei Shtayim, Dehainu Shalosh, because we said it's 2 years before the year before. So, Bishlam L'Rav Nachman L'Rav Huna D'Amri D'Ika Shlama Midrabanin, they said there is a category. Well, midrabbanan, you have to be mashlim matinus. There is such a category. So, according to Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, darmi ikah shlama midrabbanan kedamar. So, apo gav dilatidhu havi chinuch habari arba shanim. Even though, let's say, Rav Huna said that there's a concept of being mechanech 4 years before, because they spoke about an 8-year-old, and an 8-year-old already has to go ahead and or mechanech an 8-year-old, matzi letrutzi lemasnisin kula b'chayla. Very, very important, critical line, which Rashi has to add in to make this gemara make sense. Ravuna and Rav Nachman will learn that the Mishnah was not discussing a bari. So, in other words, Rav Huna, when they were coming to Red Ice Klar, the Zmanim of Chinuch for a boy and a girl, so Rav Huna said, an eight-year-old girl, if she is healthy, she has to fast for a few hours. A 9-year-old girl who is unhealthy has to fast. So Rav Huna was speaking about all situations, but they would understand the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is only speaking about a chayla, or a chayla. In which case, we can do away with the 8-year-old. And now, in essence, when we discuss Rav Huna, we're starting with a 9-year-old. So we're starting with a 9-year-old, so we have successfully been mekarev, we've somewhat diminished the gap. Meaning again, what are we trying to do in this sugya? Mishnah says, a year or two before, the year before Gadlus, which maximum seems to be 3 years, there's a concept of chinuch. And Rav Huna already speaks about an 8-year-old. Well, that's 4 years before. How is that going to fit with the Mishnah? Teretz is, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman will say, our Mishnah is only discussing a chayla. A chayla or a chayla. In which case, get rid of the 8-year-old girl case, get rid of the 9-year-old boy case. And you're left with a 9-year-old girl, which is 3 years before. So again, it's either, like the Gemara says, Bishlam Rav Huna Rav Nachman, Livnei Shana, the year before, in other words, 2 years before, and 2 years before, which we're saying really is 3 years before. So Bishlam Rav Huna Rav Nachman, Livnei Shana, Livnei Shtayim, we'll say Livnei Shana, which is really 2 years, is Ledivrayim. Livnei Shtayim, which we're saying is really 3 years, is Ledivrayim, Lediraisa. So that will all work according to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. Let's see the Rashi again one more time. Tanan. And how in the world can you fit Rav Huna's Ben Ches or Bas Ches of the Tinekis with a Mishnah? The answer is Matzi Letrutzi Lemasnisin Kula B'Chayla. Machikama, we'll read the mission like this. Divrayim, 2 years before the Hashlama Midrabanin, which is going to be 3 years, Lefnei Hashlama, the Divar Torah. Kidakama, Ravuna. Ravuna spoke about an unwell nine-year-old girl. The Shona Siris, in her 10th year, because she's 9 years old, Shehi lifnei shana hasmucha leperek hashlamas divrayim. She bishnas yid beiz lechayla. Dahinu lifnei shtayim hasmuchim leperek diaraisa. So again, I just want to say this over one more time because it's just because the Mishnah expressed it in a way which is quite cryptic, and that's why it's a bit difficult. But the mice it's not so schwer. The point to get out of this Mishnah is it says that a tinek or a tinekis, your mechanech. Remember, the starting point is it could have, should have said, Yomachana Chatinik, Shona Ushnasayim, to be Rabbah B'mitzvahs. And then we would have understood, a year before, 2 years before, Gadlus. A year before Bar Mitzvah, or 2 years before Bar Mitzvah. So why didn't it say that? Teretz says, it said Yomachana Lifnei Shona. Like when we speak about a Shona, it's a Shona of the Lifnei Pirka. It's 1 year before the year which is Samach Lepirka, or 2 years before the year which is Samach Lepirka. So in essence, it's saying you're mechanech a child 2 years before Gadlus, or 3 years before Gadlus. It's another way, and again, we have to ask ourselves, why didn't the Mishnah just say that? Like, why didn't the Mishnah say that? It seems like so frustrating. Like, why didn't the Mishnah say that? Al-Kabanim, that's what it seems to be saying. 2 years and 3 years. According to Rav Huna said, you're mechanech a tinekis when she's 8 years old. That's 4 years before. How does that work? So we'll say now. Rav Huna will learn that the Mishnah is speaking about a chayla. Speaking about a chayla. So what does it mean 2 years before and 3 years before? 2 years before the time when there's a din to fast midrabanan, and 3 years before there's a time to fast midiraisa. So if she's a nine-year-old girl who's unwell, so she has to fast 2 years before she has to be mashlim midiraisa when she's 11. And that's what she has to be mashlim, she has to be misanim midirabanim, excuse me. And 3 years, when she's nine, it's 3 years before the hashlama midiraisa. So according to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, we can somehow deal with the Mishnah, we can make it work. The whole, but the point to remember is, we're trying to diminish the gap. Rav Huna speaks about an eight-year-old, the Mishnah says a year or two. Okay, we're stretching the year or two to mean a year or two before the year, 3 years. But that's 3 years, and Rav Huna spoke about an eight-year-old girl, that's 4 years. Teretz is, forget about the eight-year-old. The Mishnah's not speaking about the eight-year-old. The Mishnah's not speaking about a healthy girl. The Mishnah's speaking about an unhealthy girl who's nine. Nine is only 3 years before, and we can make the Mishnah fit according to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. That is that.
Oh, so starting fasting.
Correct. Fasting. Correct. Correct. Either l'shoyitz or ashlama. Correct.
You do a bit.
Yeah. So again, our Mishnah is, it's a good question. Maybe it's telling us a chiddush that even an unhealthy girl, still you have to start to be mechanecher, even though she's unhealthy, which is a much bigger chiddush, and maybe it's saying because of that. So that is all in the world of Rav Huna. Again, the homework for the Shabbos is to go over this Mishnah 5 times, and with Rashi, I'm telling you just to get it clear. It's not, it's like, you know, it just needs to, you just need to see it again with the Rashi. One more time. Bishlam Rav Huna Rav Nachman Lifnei Shana Lifnei Shtayim. Lifnei Shana means L'divrayim. Lifnei Shtayim means L'divar Torah Midiraisa. El Rabbi Yochanan Kasha. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says there is no Hashlama Midrabanan, there's no such thing. You're never mechayev a child to complete the fast. So how is he going to understand? If when we say a year, it means 2 years before, and when it says 2 years, it means 3 years before, but there's never a time where you need to complete the fast midrabanan. So how is he going to understand the Mishnah? If you look at Rashi, El Rabbi Yochanan Kasha, Lididei Leimit Tukma Masnis and Klau, the Ha'amra Hashlama Midrabanan Leka. He doesn't hold of Hashlama Midrabanan, to Tema Masnis and Chada Katani, which if he did, we could have learned the Mishnah as one big case of a chayla to do kimna, ali b'du Rav Huna Rav Nachman, v'reish v'chayla, like Rav Huna Rav Nachman said, full stop. So we can't learn the Mishnah like Rav Huna Rav Nachman, according to Rav Chista, because he doesn't hold that there is a din of hashlama midrabanan. Again, the way we explained Rav Huna Rav Nachman was that Yomachanech, when she's nine, if she's unwell, or if she's 10 years, or if she's 10, and so on. And we spoke about, the whole thing is speaking about a chayla, and we were able to explain it like that. Whereas, according to him, there's no three separate categories. And he says that, v'reish v'chayla v'seva b'bari, k'du kimna r'chiz, nami le'tukma. He also cannot explain, like Rav Chizda said initially, that we're making a distinction between a bari and a chayla. That's the difference in the Reish and the Sefer. The Masnis and Ketani, Shalosh Labari. Our Mishnah says 3 years and Labari. Because that's what it said. 2 years before the year which is Samach. And Shtayim L'chayla. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shtayim Labari V'achas L'chayla. He only said 2 and 1. So we're a little bit stuck as to how to understand Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan Kasha Amlach Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says, or some of the years of Ema instead of Mai, Ema Shana, Eishtayim Samach Lepirkan. It means 1 or 2 years before Godless. Not 1 or 2 years before the year before, right? Which we're kind of having a difficult time understanding how the Mishnah presents it in such a way. But it just means Pshute Kemashmoy. It means Shana, Eishtayim Samach Lepirkan. Now she says at the end of the first white line, Amlach Rabbi Yochanan loy tisni lifnei shana, the mashma shtayim, the lifnei shtayim, the mashma gimel shana, eleima mechanchen oisa shana samach lepirka b'chayla b'shtayim lebari. That's what it means, and we've done away with this, so to speak, troublesome word, lifnei, which was kind of making it difficult for us, and we had to kind of go ahead and explain based on that. Rabbi Yochanan says, kind of get rid of that. It means it's just shana ishtayim samach lepirukun, and that is a way that even Rabbi Yochanan can fit with the Mishnah. Toshma d'tani Rabbi Bar Shmuel tinekes ein ma'anin eisan b'yemekipurim av mechanchen eisan shana ishtayim samach lepirukun. So here it says a year or two before godless. A year or two before godless, not 2 years or 3 years, like Rav Huna and Rav Chisda would have, or like Rav Huna and Rav Nachman would have wanted us to have said. So Bishlam Rabbi Yechanan Nicha, El Rav Huna Rav Nachman Kasha. So Amalcha Rabbanan, what will those Rabbanan, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman say? Amalcha Rabbanan, Mai Chinuch Naami Diktani, Hashlama. The reason why it says only a year or two is because it's referring to not Chinuch L'Shois, but it's referring to chinuch of ashlama, of actually completing it. Oh, completing it, you don't have to do it when you're that young. So therefore, that's why it's only a year or two before, depending on who you are, because it's referring to an actual completion. Frag de Gemara, umi kari lechinuch ashlama. When we speak about habituating a child, do we speak about actually being mashlim the tainus? Surely, when you just start to habituate a child, you're doing it bit by bit, in small pieces, which is shoyis, to mikal chinuch hashlama. Matanya eze chinuch hayaragel lechol mishtei. I'm sorry. Do we call chinuch hashlama? I'm sorry. Is the opposite around? Do we refer to chinuch? Mikal chinuch hashlama. Meaning chinuch, right? Chinuch means small amounts. Matanya eze chinuch hayaragel lechol mishtei shoyis machinu nisei l'shalish. If a child would eat 3 hours in a day, 2 hours in a day, you feed them breakfast 3 hours into the day, b'shalosh machinasei ba'arba. So you see that chinuch in general means bit by bit. Hours, not an entire day period, an entire day. So the concept of chinuch minastam means shois. And that could be, agav, why Rashi keeps saying the shois, because that is the pashtus of chinuch in this particular instance. So you see al kapanim that chinuch refers to shois, not an entire segment. Amar Rava Bar'ula, there's two types of chinuch. One is chinuch l'shoyis, and one is chinuch of hashlama. Al kavanim, we have this mishnah, and really the crux of the sugya revolves around the word lifnei. It says your mechanech oisan lifnei shana lifnei shnasayim. Rabbi Yechon says just that's kind of lav dafka. Do away with that. Your mechanech a year or two before. And the way Rabbi Yechon said was, there's no such thing as hashlama d'rabbanan. And therefore, yes, a 10 or 11 year old, your mechanech l'shoyis by a girl, depending on if she's a chayla or a bria. And when she's 12, then this is din hashlama, and there's no concept of hashlama midrabanan. Whereas Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, they were medayik, the word lifnei, and then when the Mishnah says your mechanech a year or two, it means a year or two before that 1 year before. So in essence, your mechanech 2 years before, and 3 years before, and so on. And there's three categories. There's a chinuch l'shoyis, there's a hashlama with rabbanan, and there is a hashlama d'oraisa. Now, just to mention, because we don't have a huge amount of time, but just to mention very quickly, the Tezis Yishonim over here, very important. Tezis Yishonim asks Akasha from Maseches Nazir, and the Gemara says that there is a mitzvah to be mechanech a ben, and there's no mitzvah to be mechanech a bas. So how does that shim with our sugi, which says Yom Hanach Tinekes? Says that there's Yeshonim, four lines come wide. Yishim Dehasim Le'ayri Ela Dafke Le'inyin Nezirus. There's no inyin to be Mechanech Abbas. Avo Vaday Le'inyin Shar Mitzvah Chayv L'chancha. So we have a Tosfos Yeshonim in Yom Daf Pei Beis, which says, don't allow your little girl to go to a pub. Pei Beis, you have to be Mechanech them. Right? Now I'm trying to think of a way to remember it. Pebeis, you have to be mechanech a girl in mitzvahs, and yes, when it comes to drinking naziris, that's a different story. There, you're not mechanech a girl, not to be a nazir, that you don't have to, but regular mitzvahs, you must be mechanech a bas. And there's a lot of practical, halachic ramifications in this based on this first answer. Frek, the Tezi Sharm, another merdek akasha. But how can you say there's a mitzvah to be a mechanech if we paskin katan oil nevelis, there's no obligation to be mafresh? Now, madach, you see, you have to be mechanech them. Afrushim yisurim yiboy. For sure, you should have to be mafrush them from iser. So he quotes from Reb Lezer Mimetz, the chinuch leishayach elashiyase mitzvah. V'lei prushim yisurim. Fascinating answer. Chinuch is to habituate them to do something, as opposed to not to do something wrong. So says Reb Lezer Mimetz. And then there's another very interesting piece, where he says, that which we say over here, chinuch b'mash, then the next piece is, the next piece we speaks about is chinuch only something which is placed on the father, or does it also go on the mother? So very important. Tezis Yishanim, a lot of things which have to do with chinuch have to do with this piece over here. Okay, let's say this Levite. Sagu Mishnah. Ubara Shihiricha. You have a pregnant woman, and she smells something, and she has a craving. The din is machina nisa achatashiv nafsho. You feed her until she feels calm and relaxed. Chayla, machila nisa api bikin. You give a chayla to eat based on bikin, based on doctors. Paiskim say tlav davka yiddisha doctors, even goisha doctors. One tries to go to the best doctor possible. We do make a distinction between, in this figure we're going to see, what if it's 1 against 2, what if it's 2 against 10. There is a distinct halachic distinction made based on the bekias of the doctors. If you've got an expert doctor as opposed to a couple of novice doctors, that will make a difference. But the general rule is you are maicha al pi bekin, im ein shem bekin, machin lesa al pi atzme. Adjim medai. There's no doctor, and the chayla says, I need to eat. We give the chayla to eat. And as we're going to paskin, la kula, that the patient is believed even against many doctors, because the chayla knows maris nafshay, levi de maris nafshay, and he knows his matzah. Good. Tanabanu ubarish yiricha b'sar kodesh b'sar hazir. So she has a craving for something she's not allowed to eat, be it kodesh, be it treif. We do the following. We stick a stick in the gravy, we place it by her mouth. If that's sufficient, great. You give her some of the liquid. Great. You give her the actual thing itself. Now, you might ask, well, if it's a question of pikuach nefesh, just give them the meat, shove it in their mouth. What is this business? You put it by the mouth. If it's good enough, great. If not, you give them a bit of liquid. If it's good enough, great. If not, you give them. So clearly, we must be speaking about a situation where seconds don't count. Meaning the din is, when it comes to tzalas nefashos, if seconds don't count, so ask a guy to call the ambulance. Right? You know, the labor is beginning, but she knows herself, it's her fourth pregnancy. She knows she's got time. You don't go and pick up the phone yourself. If you can ask a non-Jew to do it for you, seconds don't count, you do it. You ask the non-Jew to do it. If seconds count, that's a different story. So it's over here. We must be speaking in a case where we could go ahead and put this by her lips, see if the smell is enough to calm her down, not give her a little bit of the gravy, if not, actually give it. That's what you have to say. Oh, excellent, excellent. So, let's take a look at Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi says, Ha'uber may riach reach fasting. Ha'uber may riach reach tavshil. Peladik Rashi. The uber, meaning, where is this coming from? It's not coming from her. She's a normal woman. It's only insofar as there's an uber inside, but still amazing, because you might say, okay, it's because of the uber, but now it's her. But amazing Rashi. Ha'uber may riach reach tavshil. Vehu misava loy, then eina eicheles shneihen misukanim. If she doesn't eat, then both of them will be bisakana. What about if only the uber will be in sakana and not her? So the Rishonim say, the Rosh says that's also enough to be mechalal to allow her to eat and break Yom Kippur. But that is the din. We said nothing stands in Nevi Gur Nefesh. Why in the midst of Avos Hashem is the need to tell me. If there's someone who their body, their life, is more precious than their moment. They would rather die than be poor. The mitzvah of Avos Hashem requires all of these things. So from here, somehow, somewhere, read between the lines, we've said you have to give of your life not to serve idols. Fragin the Rishonim, where? Where do we see that? I mean, it says, think about it. From here, you have to give of your life not to serve Avodah Zarah. Why? Avu Shteitas. It says there's a mitzvah of Avos Hashem. Why don't we say you have to give of your life not to wear a beged of shatness? Avos Hashem, give of your life. B'chol nafshecha, you shouldn't come to commit shatness and so on. So Rishonim and Pesachim say, look, we have a conflict over here. On the one hand, we have in one corner b'chai b'hem, b'leishiyom is b'hem. On the other hand, we have b'chol nafshecha. So it's mistaber to be ma'imid b'chai b'hem on everything, and to limit b'chol nafshecha to Avodah Zarah, as to what the actual pasuk is referring to. See, if you're doing something which is antithetical to Avos Hashem, says the Ramban, Leimatzino Lashon Kina, Eitzel Hashem, Ella the Avodah Zarah, right? It says Lashon Kina, the Hashem is Kel Kana, and so on. That's done by Avodah Zarah. That is absolutely antithetical to Avos Hashem. So Dayenu to be maimed it, to be maimed it on that. Results. Exactly. It was the Avodah Zarah, correct. The Znus was a Echitimtza to get to the Bnei Yisrael to do Avodah Zarah and so on. I'm sorry? Well, the Znus is what caused them. Remember, Chazal say they wanted to be Machshel them in Avodah Zarah, and the way that they did that was through the Znus. Sam, just to mention, there is a Shita of Rabbi Yishmael who says there's no obligation of Mesiras Nefesh in such a case. After Hashem Lekecha tells me you need to love Hashem with all of your heart. But if Bitsina, someone says, bow down to this idol or else I'll shoot you, you're allowed to bow down to the idol. And some Yishmael say that's why we have to bring the Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ne'emar. Because Hashem asks, just say, bring the Pasuk. How do you know? Because it says, after Hashem Lekecha, b'chol nafshecha. Give of your life. There it is. It's not so poshut. Rabbi Yishmael disagrees. Hence the need to quote the Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer, Aymer, and so on.
Good.
I'm sorry?
Because there's no chil Hashem Betzina, that's why he'll show and say you can do it?
Question means, is that because there's no chil Hashem Betzina? It has to do with, I mean, it might have to do with that. I mean, I don't know if it's only that. I mean, by Shara Mitzvahs, I mean, there's a big discussion about what the tzina, what the fahesia, what if it's done lahanos atzmai, if it's done lahavir al dosai, and if it's done b'fahesia, exactly all the different categories. A bit of an arichas, but let's see if we can go up a little bit for now, just right behind. So that is Avodah Zarah. Then we said, what about the other two? Gilirai sushichas dami menola and detanya. Rebbe Yemer kikasha yakim yishal re'eur tzachi nefesh. What's going on? You have someone who's coming to be ma'anis and nara marasa. It says ulanara leisasa davar ein lanara mishpat mavis. Why? A mashal. Kikasha yagiv yishal rei urtzach azoy vi Reuben who's coming to kill Shimon. Shimon obviously didn't do anything wrong. He's an innocent victim. Kena davar zeh. So too, a woman who's nansa, she is totally innocent. V'chi ma'inyin lamadnu miritzeach lanara marasa. Why are we bringing in Reitzeach to Nara Marasa, and El Harayizibo Lalamed. It's as if it was coming to teach, but it's a lamed, but it's being taught. Ma Nara Marasa Nitzan Lahatzila Benafshay. Just like by Nara Marasa, the din is you are allowed to save her any which way, even if it means killing the Oines. Meaning, someone is trying to be Ma'ana, so you can kill the fellow. How do I know? Because it says Ein Moshiyala. There's no one there. Mashma, if there is someone there, he can do whatever he needs to do, even if it means killing the Raidef, the Oines, and so on. So, Ma'an Amaras, Hemit Natsila, Benafshe of the Oines, Afreid Seach, you can save the Nirtzach through the Nefesh of the Raid Seach. And we say, Ma Reitzeach, Yehari Val Yavar, just like we know. I mean, now that we are hookish Adobe, Ma Reitzeach, Yehari Val Yavar, Avna Ramarasa, Yehari Val Yavar. So just like Beritzeach, if someone says, kill Reuven or else I will kill you, you have to allow yourself to be killed. So Avna Ramarasa, the person says, Be boil this Ashes Ish, or I will kill you. Important last Rashi on the page. The din is ye hareg v'al yavar, and this is specifically ye hareg v'al yavar, as opposed to ti hareg v'al tavar, as Tezus in this very lengthy Tezus, also homework for Shabbos, goes on to all of Amud Beis. There's no din of mysterious nefesh for a woman. If they say to a woman, allow yourself to be nevelis. You, Ashes Ish, allow yourself to be nevelis, this man, or else we'll kill you. There's no din of Tihareg Baltavar, as Tesa says, because a woman is Tarka Olam, and so on. She is not doing a Maisa, and the criteria is to do a Maisa, says Tesa, famous, that so too by Ritzicha, the din of Yarg Valyavar is only if she has to do a Maisa. But if they go over to Reuven, they say, allow yourself to be thrown on a tinnik, and we will kill the tinnik through your body. If you have a way out, you can allow yourself to be killed. But if you're not going to allow yourself to be killed, we are going to throw you on a tinnik, and the tinnik will die. The din is, you are allowed to have yourself be thrown on the tinnik, and the tinnik will die. You don't have to do anything, because you're not doing a mice, you are chayim rabiata yoitzer. The issue is for you to pull the trigger on someone else. But if someone is using you to throw you on someone else, you are totally passive. You're not doing an action, and therefore you are allowed to allow them to throw you on the child. You're not doing anything wrong. That is mutter.
Say again. You're not able to resist.
Say again.
You're not able to resist.
Well, obviously,
you
have a choice. You can say you have a choice. Either I'm going to shoot you in the head, you'll die, or allow us to throw you on the child, and the child will necessarily die. Now, says the Gemara, Ritzeach Gufei Menalam Zidin of Yehareg Val Yavar. We're saying, Azayvi Ritzeach Yehareg Val Yavar Sotunara. How do I know about Ritzeach Zidin of Yehareg Val Yavar? And that, says the Gemara, fascinating Svarahi. That's a Svara. Daud Ostakami de Rabba. Amarle, Mari Duroi, Tatli Lepalnya. The Mari Duroi, Rashi says, Shultin Shalkvar. The ruler of the kfar said to me the following: Katli lepalnya, go and kill Pliny. Bilei katli nalach, otherwise I'm going to kill you. Said Rabba, nekatlach, you have to allow yourself to be killed. Bilei sikto, and don't kill the other fellow, because my chaz is the dama didach simutvei, dilma dama dehu gavra simutvei. Who's to say that your blood is any redder than your friend's blood? Interesting arichas here in Rashi is to explain this, my chazis, but the Gemara is saying that this is a svara. It is a svara pshut. It does not need any makar whatsoever. And it is quite fascinating, because you might have thought that there are times when the svara is not such a svara. Let's say they tell a 13-year-old bar mitzvah boy, kill this 99-year-old man, or else we will kill you. Is there such a svara? I mean, maybe there is a svara to say that my blood is redder, insofar as if the whole reason, like Rashi says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nafshei Shol Yisrael is Chaviv Lamakim, and so on. So maybe there is a svara that we look at the amount of time that the Nefesh Yisraelis will be alive. Or maybe if someone is healthier than someone is less healthy. Maybe there are svaras, but the Gemara says it is a svara that we say my chazis. And it's such a svara pshuta, it does not need a source. Remember, we mentioned before what the Chunim says, sometimes we say Ibusim Akra, Ibusim Svara, meaning the svara is not so poshut. But here it seems to be a svara pshuta. It's also fascinating. We have a hekesh. We have a hekesh between Narim Arasa and Ritzeach. And we're saying by Narim Arasa there's a din of Yehareg Val Yavar, if it's Ibi Boil and Ashes Ish or else. Yehareg Val Yavar, why? Because by Ritzeach there's a svara. That svara now is kind of like part and parcel of Ritzeach, to the extent that now that there's a hekesh between the two, that svara kind of transfers. It's quite fascinating. The svara, like, it's mamish, like, you know, my son actually made this art. you know, when the Achronim prove that what's the source of Lama, that as far as the Arayas, we mentioned many times, the Achronim bring a proof from the fact that it says, Lama li kras svarahi. Now, if, as far as not the Arayasa, I'll tell you that's why I need a pasuk, because I want it to be the Arayasa. Elamai, it's mukhach, that as far as the Arayasa. My son Tainit, Lacher, from here, you also see that. If we're saying the din of Yeharig Valyav or Bai, Naira Marasa, is learned out from Reitzeach, and there it's a Svara, so the Svara kind of like first is Chal in Reitzeach, and then we're shipping that across. You know, it's Mamish, we're using the Svara, you know, to do all these derises also.
So are we saying then the Kambi Pirchon of Svara? If
the Svara is deraisa, if the Svara is deraisa, that means it is rock solid, undeniable. In other words, Hamitz Mechavel of Araya is the classical example which they bring. Mina Hamilsi, the Amri Rabbanan, Hamitz Mechavel of Araya, says the Gemara, Lamani Cross Svara, Yaman, the Kay of Le Keva, Azla Beyasya. You've got pain, you go to the doctor. The Gemara understands that as an absolutely objective Svara, which no one can argue on. So there's no piocha, there's no chashash piocha. What's that?
Doesn't come to
Dinin Foshas.
We can't say
Mesim Rav Dinin Foshas. Enochanami. But this is Dinin Foshas. You're right. And from this figure, we have a Raya also, that as far as seems to be the Arayas, the guy, it's Mechayev a person to be Mesim Nefesh, 100%. Says the Gemara, just finish. The Gemara says, there's a lot to say, but you'll just have to be in the concert. The Gemara says, Ahi Ubara, the Archa. There was a pregnant woman, and she had a craving. Shehiricha, says Rashi, V'yem Kippurim Haya, and it's going to be clear as day that it's Yom Kippur from the story. We're going to come back to this Rashi. Ahi Ubara, the Archa, she had a craving, she smelled something, also the Kamei the Rebbe. Amalu, Zilu Lechushal Adi Yem Kippurahu, go whisper in her ear, it's Yom Kippur. They whispered and it subsided. The craving subsided. Kari Alei Rabbi Yechanan, or Kari Alei Rabbi Yechanan said about her, the Pasuk, B'terem et sarcha b'beten yidaticha. Even before I formed you in the womb, I already knew you. I see you already, you know, this person is destined for greatness. Nafik mina Rabbi Yechanan. This was the mother of Rabbi Yechanan. Whereas Hayu Bara the Arach, the same story, also the Kamei the Reb Chanina, go and whisper that it's Yom Kippur. And this was not enough to calm her down. So Kari Alea Zeru Rishoyim Meirachem, already from the Rechem Hashem, they sow the seeds of Rishoyim already from the womb. Nafik Mina, who came out of her, Shafsai Yetzer Peiri. There was this wicked fellow called Shapsai, and what did he do? He would go and he would buy all the staple food. Like, he had plenty of money when wheat was cheap. He would buy all the wheat, wait till causing the market, the price of wheat to go up, and then he did it. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to manipulate the Sha'arim in such a way when it comes to staple food, something which Chayin Nefesh is tali on. Rav Yashiv and others make the following Ara. What do we mean to say if a pregnant woman has a craving and she says, I need to eat, I have to eat? Oh, comes out of that one, Russia, and you know, I mean, you know, did she do anything wrong? I mean, you have to feed her. She's doing a mitzvah by eating. So Vyasha says, Venera, the Tzarech Lema, the Karol, the Russia, even if she mices there. Chasashon is not a Russia. Ela Ruach HaKedesh Nitz Nitzaboy. He just knew, the raw. Ma yetsi mimenu, or mimena. Ma'al zekamer the cave in the chazina the rasha year in kei nigloi milsa lemafreya the gamamais achshav who mitivoy harishi and so on. But not to say chas v'shalom if a person, you know, has to succumb to their craving, they're doing a mitzvah if they feel I have to do it. Rav Yashu also points out, we mentioned over here that Rashi says that there was this woman who had a craving. The Yom Kippur Maya, we know that. The story says it was Yom Kippur. Go whisper in her ear, it's Yom Kippur. So he quotes this question from the Sefer Tisus Yom Kippurim, who asked this kasha, and he quotes from Rav Shlomo Kluger in Chachma Shlomo on Tavuz Yud Zayin, who says the Rashi of Silameima the Dafka be Yom Kippurim Atzmai Leichishim La Ba'azna. Even though Tisav is Yom Kippurim is the Araisa, as we said, But Akdikach, to try and dissuade in this man of Tosefis, that is something which we don't do. Okay, 11:30 Bez Hashem.
Or 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Correct.
How would this